Today, we'd like to see the title of Why Any Longer in the book of 2 Kings, chapter 6, verse 18 through 33. For online courses people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Question 1, in verse 22, but he answered, you shall not kill them. Would you kill those whom you have taken captive with your sword and your bow, set food and water before them, that they may eat and drink and go to their master? What does this Elisha advice mean? What does this Elisha's advice mean? Question 2, in verse 28, then the king said to her, what is troubling you? And she answered, this woman said to me, give your son that we may eat him today, and we will eat my son tomorrow. Why did this calamity occur? Why did this calamity occur? The last question in verse 33, and while he was still talking with them, there was the messenger coming down to him, and then the king said, surely this calamity is from the Lord. Why should I wait for the Lord any longer? What would be the answer to this king's question? What would be the answer to this king's question? First of all, we'd like to see a little background of this chapter. When Syrian king Ben-Hadad sent his soldiers to catch Elisha with horses and chariots and besieged the city of Dothan. Dothan, northbound from Samaria, which was the capital city of Israel, northern kingdom. Elisha's servant feared about that. Then Elisha said in the last verses, the 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 16 and 17, so he answered, do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see, or open his spiritual eyes that he may see. Then the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, or Elisha's servant, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. So Elisha's servant was encouraged. Then verse 18, so when the Syrians came down to him, or Elisha prayed to the Lord and said, strike this people, I pray, with blindness. And he struck them with blindness according to the word of Elisha, or according to Elisha's prayer request. So Dothan, southbound to Samaria, which was the capital city of Israel. Then verse 19, now Elisha said to them, or to Syrians, this is not the way, nor is this a city. Follow me, and I will bring you to the man whom you seek. They are seeking Elisha, but he led them to Samaria. So capital city. So capital city are more secured by Israelite soldiers like that. So it was when they had come to Samaria, the capital city of the northern kingdom Israel, that Elisha said, Lord, open the eyes of these men, or these Syrians, to catch Elisha, that they may see. And the Lord opened their eyes, and they saw, and they were inside Samaria, or they were surrounded by Samaria, the capital city. Now, when the king of Israel, so the king of Israel, actually Jehoram, the ninth king, during 852 to 841 before Christ, he was an evil king to worship a lot of idols. So the king of Israel saw Syrians surrounded by Samaritan and soldiers. He said to Elisha, "My father, or God the father, shall I kill them? Shall I smite them, Syrians? Shall I kill them?" So he repeated as a question to God the Father. So Elisha is the prophet, the person who delivered God's word. Then Elisha delivered God's word, verse 22. He answered, "You shall not kill them. Would you kill those whom you have taken captive with your sword and your bow?" Because the Syrians are surrounded by some Sumerians, have taken captive. "Set food and water before them that they may eat and drink and go to their master or go to their king." Ben-Hadad, Syrian kings. So this verse 22, what does it mean? Simply, Elisha advised, overcome evil with good and let God judge your enemies. So we know that Jesus said love enemy. So overcome evil with good and let God judge your enemies, or let God take revenge upon your enemies. Romans chapter 12, verse 20 and 21, disciple Paul said, inspired by the Holy Spirit, "Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in so doing, you will heap coals of fire on his head." Which meaning coals of fire on enemy's head. So fire might cut animal's head, which meaning let God take revenge upon enemies. Do not, then verse 21, Paul said, "Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." So God will take care of the consequence of revenge. Also Proverbs chapter 25, verses 21, 22, Solomon said, "If your enemy is hungry, give him bread to eat. And if he is thirsty, give him water to drink. For so you will heap coals of fire on his head, and the Lord will reward you." So basically, the Lord will take care of enemies and you. So, verse 22, then verse 23, "Then he prepared a great feast," or set a party, like last week, you know, Friday, you know, Mother's Day, you know, party, "for them," for Syrians. "And after they ate and drank, he sent them away, and they went to their master, King Ben-Hadad. So the bands of Syrians, raiders or invaders, intruders, came no more into the land of Israel." So according to Elisha's advice, so king of Israel obeyed Elisha's advice. Then verse 24, "And it happened after this," or sometime later, we don't know how long, 2 years, 1 year, or 6 months, we don't know. "But it happened after this that Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, or Syrian master, gathered all his army and went up and besieged Samaria. At that time, in order to conquer world city, they besieged the walled city or secured city, cutting off any supplies, either coming in or going out, then it causes famine. So here, Syrians got success. So then there was a great famine in Samaria. Great famine in Samaria. And indeed, they besieged it, Samaria, the capital city, until a donkey's head was sold for 80 pieces of silver. So donkey's head and for soup, maybe boiling and for soup, 80 pieces of silver. Also 1/4 of a cap of dope dung. So 1/4 cup of dope dung, 5 pieces of silver. 5 pieces of silver. So that is a miserable situation. So no, you know, enough food to eat. Verse 26, then as the king of Israel resided in Samaria, because Samaria is capital city, palace located in Samaria. As the king of Israel was passing by on the wall, a woman cried out to him saying, "Help my lord, O king." And king said, "If the Lord does not help you," so you know here is a great famine, "where can I find help for you? From the threshing floor, like wheat or barley? Or from the wine press or wine?" So no more, you know, food to eat, you know, we couldn't find. Verse 20, then the king said to her, "What is troubling you?" And she answered, "This woman said to me, 'Give your son that we may eat him today, and we will eat my son tomorrow.'" That is a cannibalism occurred. That is Moses made a prophecy to Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 56, 57. The tender and delicate woman, or a gentle or a soft woman among you, you would not venture to set the sole of her foot on the ground because of her delicateness and sensitiveness. So she could not, you know, work in a farm ground land. Will refuse, but gentle, light woman will refuse to the husband of her bosom and to her son and her daughter. So will deny her bosom to her husband and her son and her daughter who drink, you know, her bosom's milk. Her placenta, which comes out from between her feet, and her children whom she bears, for she will eat them secretly. Outside she appeared very nice and very gentle or, you know, delicate, but secretly she eats her children. Because lack of everything, lack of food in the city and desperate straits, or a calamity in which your enemy shall distress you at all your gates. So your enemies besieged or blocked all gates, you know, blocking any transportation, you know, out and in. Why, you know, this would have happened? Moses delivered God's word to Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 45. "Moreover, all these curses shall come upon you and pursue and overtake you until you are destroyed, because you did not obey the voice of the Lord your God." Because the reason you did not obey God's voice, you did not obey God's word, that kind of cannibalism would occur. You know, Moses made a prophecy to keep his commandments and his statutes which he commanded you. So as Moses prophesied, that happened right here. So the king, the Ben-Hadad Syrians besieged the capital city over Israel and Samaria happened. Second historically happened, Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar besieging Jerusalem, the capital city over Judah, the southern nation. That happened too. That described the Lamentations, chapter 4, verse 10. Jeremiah said, the hands of the compassionate woman, so compassionate woman who have compassion, love, have cooked their own children, they became food for them in the destruction of the daughter of my people. So even if the women are compassionate, they cook their children because of hunger. So also the third happening in Israel, Josephus, the Jewish historical scholar, and described it 70 AD. Roman general Titus besieging Jerusalem in 70 AD. That time, the women people also ate, you know, their children, as Jesus prophesied, John chapter 2, verse 19-20. Jesus answered, said to them, destroy this temple. So Titus destroyed Jerusalem's, you know, temple, that time Herod in temple. And in this day, I will raise it up. Then the Jews said, it has taken 46 years to build this temple, or Herod temple, and will you raise it up in 3 days? Jesus said that temple would be destroyed. So as Jesus made a prophecy, so Jesus was crucified on 30 AD. So the 70 AD, the Herod temple was completely destroyed. You know, that time, so great famine in Jerusalem. So the Jewish people ate their children, you know, as well. And that happened. So those are happening. The reason, the second question is, they did not obey the voice of God, you know, God's word. That's the reason. Then, verse 3. Now it happened when the king heard the words of the woman that he tore his clothes, expressing his sorrow feeling. And as he passed by on the wall, the people's lookers, and there underneath he had sackcloth. Sackcloth meaning scratchy cloth, so afflicting the king's flesh. So that means indicating king's participation in sorrowful circumstances. Sackcloth on his body. Then he said, God do so to me, and more also. God do so to me. God do so me, which means God, you know, afflicted me so severely to me, more also. If the head of Elisha, the son of Shaphat, remained on him today, which meaning Israel kings made also to cut off the head of Elisha, because now king believed that Elisha otherwise was bad. In verse 22, Elisha said, set feast for enemies, so let them go back to their master, King Ben-Hadad. But several days or several months, several times later, they besieged Samaria city. So great famine, so cannibalism occurred. So King Israel king was mad. So he said, that kind of miserable thing upon to me, unless I cut off Elisha's head, or I will kill Elisha had. Then verse 32, but Elisha was sitting in his house, and the elders were sitting with him. And the king sent a man ahead of him, ahead of a king. So king sent a messenger before him. But before the messenger came to him, came to Elisha, Elisha said to the elders, do you see how this son of murderers or king of Israel has sent someone messenger to take away my head? So Elisha knew what, you know, it would happen. So here we see Elisha was sensitive to the Holy Spirit. So he's tuned in on the spiritual frequency or spiritual wavelengths. So that's why Elisha already know that kings wanted to cut off, you know, his head, you know, because the Holy Spirit give knowledge. That is, we call it a gift of knowledge. Already knew that. Do you see how this son of a murder king had sent someone messenger to take away my head? So we should be, you know, sensitive to the Holy Spirit, you know, too, you know, during our life. That time, you know, God give, you know, direction, wisdom, or knowledge like that. Look, when the messenger comes, messenger meaning messenger of a king, shut the door and hold him fast at the door, or pin him at the door. So hold him, hold the messenger fast at the door. Is not the sound of his master feet behind him, behind the messenger. Master's feet meaning king's feet. And while he was still talking with them, with the elders, there was the messenger coming down to him, messenger coming down to Elisha. So the hold messenger for a while. Then the king said, surely this calamity or this evil, this miserable thing is from the Lord, or the Lord allowed this miserable thing. Why should I wait for the Lord any longer? So king said, there is no alternative to save this miserable cannibalism and situation. Why should I wait for the Lord any longer? What's the answer? So that answer is because king needs a faith in God despite the calamity situation. So the answer is yes. Nevertheless, the king should wait for the Lord any longer. So even if cannibalism circumstances occurred. So we can see, you know, that answer, the 2 Kings chapter 7, verse 1. So tomorrow here, Elisha said, hear the word of the Lord. Just said to the Lord, tomorrow about this time, a piece of fine flour shall be sold for a share of a fine flour shall be sold for a piece. Then two shares of barley for a piece at the gate of Samaria. So basically, just said, one piece of silver, one fine flour, one piece of silver. So last time, you know, 8 pieces of silver, donkey's head, 80 pieces of silver, but tomorrow, one piece of silver, you can buy one fine flour. Also, two barley, one piece of silver. So much better. It's a quarter, you know, cup, double down. Today, we pay the 5 pieces of silver, but tomorrow, only one piece of silver, you could buy, you know, two barley and one fine, you know, flour, you know, like that. Here, the unit is the share. So, you know, like the share is chapter is a unit is share is seven quarts. Share is a unit of 7 quarts. In United States unit, metric unit is about 7 liters. So much better. So also 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 8 and 9, disciple also said, even if our situation is so miserable, we still need trust in God, you know, who rises the dead, you know, not in ourselves. That said here, for we do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, of our trouble or our miserable situation, which came to us in Asia, that we were burdened beyond measure above strength, so that we despaired even of life. So we have no hope to live physical life. Yes, we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead. So basically, that answer. So each question, let's say in verse 22, but he answered, you shall not kill them. Would you kill those whom you have taken captive with your sword and your bow, set food and water before them that they may eat and drink and go to their master? What does this Elisha advice mean? So verse 22, advice, overcome evil with good, and let God judge your enemies. Question 2, in verse 28, then the king said to her, what is troubling you? And she answered, this Reuben said to me, give your son that we may eat him today, and we will eat my son tomorrow. Why did this calamity occur? Because Moses, you know, prophesied, because they did not obey the voice of the Lord your God. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 45, you know, says so. Question 3, in verse 33, and while he was still talking with them, with the elders, there was the messenger, king's messenger, coming down to him. And then the king said, surely this calamity is from the Lord. Why should I wait for the Lord any longer? What would be the answer to this king's question? The answer is, you should wait for the Lord until tomorrow, even if the present circumstance was so miserable, you still need faith in God, you know, who raises the dead. That's your answer. Okay, let's pray all together with the Lord's Prayer. We conclude our Bible study.